The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Israel and Iran have traded strikes for the first time since the ceasefire was agreed in April between them, threatening to drag the Middle East back into a wider war, with US President Donald Trump telling both sides to stop the shooting. And we're joined now by Bel True, the Independent's chief international correspondent, and David Blevins, Sky News US correspondent. I might come to you first of all, Bel. The current situation between Israel and Iran, obviously, as we say, trading strikes for the first time since April. Do we know why this happened now? Is this a shot across the bow from Iran because of what's happening in Lebanon?
That's at least what's being said publicly, is that the reason that they did fire at Israel, and Israel obviously has been firing Iran for most of the day, was over the strikes on the southern suburbs of Beirut and the continued what they see as violations of a truce in Lebanon. We've seen Israeli forces really push very deep into sovereign Lebanese territory down in the south of Lebanon, taking almost a huge swathes of the country and displacing more than 1.2 million people. That has been something that Iran has said is unacceptable and is behind this, you know, exchange of fire. But it looks like in the last few minutes that both sides might have said that they are ending their attacks on each other. That comes from huge pressure from Donald Trump. But at the same time, of course, it just shows you how volatile the situation is, how easy it is for this to explode and to, you know, to get worse and put an end to any hope of peace talks.
Yeah, and we will come to the intervention by Donald Trump in just a moment. But Bel, in terms of what we're seeing, they both said that they were sort of digging in for the week of fighting, and now it has sort of petered out in a day, probably due to that intervention. But you highlighted how fragile it is. These sort of twin conflicts, if you like, Iran and Israel and the US and Lebanon and Hezbollah and Israel, are they, in your view, solvable unless being solved in tandem?
It's incredibly hard. I mean, we're talking about, if we just look at the deal between, or the alleged deal between the US and Iran and Israel, there's almost existential visions of what different visions of what the future would be in the region. We're talking about who's going to control the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has repeatedly said that they have to control it. That's something that has been a red line for the US. Also, the future of Iranian nuclear capability, that again, they have completely opposing visions. And then, of course, when you add Lebanon into that mix, with Israel determined to keep pushing further into Lebanese territory, claiming this is some kind of buffer zone, even though from the perspective from the ground in Lebanon, people are really worried about a permanent occupation, about the, you know, the permanent moving of Israel's disputed borders into Lebanon. All of this, when you add it all together, makes the possibility of any kind of deal very, very hard. When you then add on top of that exchanges of fire that are this dramatic with all the different actors in the region, it looks near impossible. And don't forget, today we also had comments from Iran's close allies, the Houthis in Yemen, who talked about, you know, attacking the Red Sea and closing down the Red Sea, which would be another major waterway that could be constricted. There's so many ways that this is not just impacting the Middle East region, but the entire world. So much is at stake.
Bel, my apologies, but your line is breaking down for us, so I'm afraid we are going to leave it there today. But thank you so much for joining us, Bel True there, the Independent's chief international correspondent. Let's go to David Blevins, Sky News' US correspondent. David, we were just discussing there that intervention, ham-fisted and all as it might be, stop the shooting. Nonetheless, it would appear as if the US applied huge pressure to get this exchange of fire between Israel and Iran to stop almost before it began.
Yes, Donald Trump has applied pressure, but then the US president knows just how much is at stake. If this escalates, then it dashes what is already a fading hope of there ever being any deal between the United States and Iran to bring this war to an end. And I think we saw that in a response last night that was entirely out of character for Donald Trump. Just think about how hawkish his rhetoric has been about Iran up until this point. He talks about obliterating it, bombing it, back to the Stone Ages. At one point, he threatened that he was going to wipe out a whole civilization. But he hasn't condemned the strikes on Israel last night. Instead, he's just appealed for Iran to stop the shooting and appealed for Iran to come back to the negotiating table and do a deal. And then the other thing just to think about is just how close an ally of Israel he has been, and of Benjamin Netanyahu in particular. It was incredibly unusual for this US president to appeal to this Israeli prime minister to show restraint, to not retaliate, but to give negotiations a chance.
Yeah, and nonetheless, of course, initially at least, restraint was not shown. Would it appear to you, David, that the US is, as you say, certainly rowing back on its rhetoric, but rowing back in general? I mean, lines that were sort of red lines for the US in the beginning, they wanted the, you know, nuclear capacity to be completely obliterated, the regime to be changed, the Strait of Hormuz to give up all control. All of these seem to be slightly more flexible positions for the US now.
Oh, absolutely. Donald Trump is absolutely trying to find an off-ramp for the United States. And at the very moment when he's trying to extract the US from this war, there's a very real danger of it being drawn deeper in because of the tit-for-tat strikes between Israel and Iran. Your previous guest said that those two countries had decided to call a halt to this a few minutes ago. That is correct. They have paused those strikes, but Iran is still warning that there will be hell to pay if Israel and the United States makes any further mistakes, as it described it. And Israel also says it is pausing strikes, but pointing out that its struggle, that's the term used by Netanyahu, with Iran and with Hezbollah in Lebanon, it isn't over. But all you've got to do is really listen to how the language has changed for Donald Trump. Way back at the beginning of this, he said the war was won. Then he said it would last 4 to 5 weeks. And then he said, he was in no hurry to get out of it. He wanted them to find the right deal. And then think about how he described it. He even played it down as a skirmish, a detour. What did he say? An excursion? I think he perhaps meant incursion. And that's because if he had declared war, he would require approval from Congress, which he's never sought. He has really changed his language around all of this in recent weeks. And then it's now 10 days since he told us he was going into the Situation Room at the White House to make a final determination on a deal, and there's still no deal. So he appears to have got bogged down in a war which he thought was going to be much easier to bring to a conclusion, and that has not happened.
And can I ask just a last question, David? Do you see any likelihood of some kind of a rift or a schism between the US and Israel, between that alliance? You said that obviously he sounds softer on Iran than he has been previously. He's changed his tune. He wants an off ramp for sure. But Israel's, their work is not done. They haven't particularly changed their tune here as far as they're concerned. So are we likely to see any loosening of that very strong, tight allegiance between them?
I think there is potential for that. We knew relations were already strained last week. There was a very heated telephone call between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu when Trump called Netanyahu, and I quote, effing crazy for bombing southern Lebanon. So that's not the kind of language that the United States tends to use of an Israeli prime minister. And then last night, Trump said something very unusual in a call with the Financial Times of London. He said, I call the shots. Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't call the shots. Very strange way to go about trying to persuade someone not to retaliate. But right now, his influence does appear to be holding. Israel has decided to call a halt to the strikes for now. But it is a very, very fragile ceasefire in the region. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is David Blevins, their Sky News US correspondent.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.